When doing an EUMR, there are many things that must be monitored. Ideally, a staff not involved in the restraint would monitor the use of the EUMR. There may be times when another staff is not available, the other staff present must assist in the EUMR, or the other staff must assist other individuals to safety. In those cases, the staff person doing the manual restraint must also monitor the response of the person. The staff doing the monitoring must look for any signs of physical distress. These include signs of decreased circulation, pain, or positional asphyxia, which means a person is not getting enough air, oxygen, due to the position of their body or the stress of the restraint. Staff also needs to monitor if the situation is de-escalating to the threshold where an EUMR is no longer needed and can immediately end. Doing an EUMR can be dangerous, even life-threatening, to the person you are supporting. You must be aware of the signs of distress so you do not harm the person. Click here for a list of signs of distress. Be sure to review them. You will be tested on these signs.